from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Skip Buddha in here, man. 916. I appreciate Mark Davis, the WNBA owner, more than anything else.
Yeah.
That stadium's really nice, though. The stadium is really nice. 916-909-1320. Let's get our man Buddha in here. Buddha, what's good, baby? Buddha heard us talking about edibles during the commercial. He's like, oh, that's the bat signal. That's the bat signal.
He said, what up, though?
Nuts.com. I heard it.
What's up, boy?
Hey, man, I'm just chilling, man. It's good to talk to my boys again, man.
Always.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get the championship going, though, in Sacramento. I ain't trying to hear no at the trade deadline. We need this, we need that. Let's make all the little moves that we need now. So let me just go ahead and get it out the way. You feel me?
Go ahead.
What you say?
No, I was agreeing with you. I said go ahead.
Right. So yesterday I called about Dane Jones. That's the center. So the backup center. So we need a backup wing too. So I want to ask you guys about 2 guys this time. Mm-hmm. Jesse know a little bit about this guy from the Boston era. So like I'm gonna ask you guys about Gordon Hayward, 6'7" wing, can shoot 40%, shoot 3-point shooter, can play make, average 1 steal with Charlotte the past 3 years. Like he a good replacement for Harrison Barnes, I think. And the only knock on him is his injury. So, I mean, I pray for his legs every day, every game. You feel me? I feel like he might make it through the season. For real.
Yeah. Who's the other guy you're thinking?
The other guy I was thinking, it's like more of a low-key man. His name is Jordan Nwia or whatever his name is. He played with the Pacers last year, and then this year he got traded, and then he played with Toronto. He played with the Bucks too, and he got a championship. So he got the ring. He might not be a big part, but he's seen a lot of stuff with them. So I feel like he'd be a nice pickup. He's a career 37% 3-point shooter. He can get the bucket. Like he's 6'8". He's like a Keegan clone for real. And he got better handle than Keegan. So, I don't know, man. I feel like we need to look at him, too. So, between Gordon Hayward and a guy like Jordan Nwia, who would you rather have?
Well, so before you answer that, KC, for those listening on the radio, and for even those in the chatty house, brought to you by Matthews Mattress, head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you. How would you describe the look that you gave Buddha when he said Gordon Hayward?
You know the meme that goes around where they got it's like a, I don't know who it is. Maybe it's a Secret Service man or maybe it's just a professional guy. But he has the headphones on and he's taking them off and he's like, oh, no. Like that's what I said.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
No. We... Gordon Hayward.
Wow. Hate Gordon Hayward. Hate Caitlin Clark. Man, I'm starting to.
I just think he's washed.
Got Larry Bird out of his top 10. Jesse, I'm starting to.
The hell's going on out there?
What do you think about Dalton Connect?
Dalton Connect hooping. Yeah, that boy hooping.
He playing
well. I was watching him last night. That boy hooping. The thing that worries me about Gordon Hayward, Hayward, is he couldn't play for OKC in a situation where they needed another guy.
Yeah.
And those situations are always tough because I don't know if it's the player don't have it no more or the coach just fumbling the situation. Mm-hmm. But that's what sticks out to me. It's like, oh, man, like a team that was trying to win a chip needed another guy that could score or knock down a shot, and they didn't even look twice down the bench at him. It's like, oh. Nah, I don't know. He is a free agent, though, isn't he? So it's not like the last year of his deal.
No, I think he's a free agent, isn't he, Jesse? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a free agent. So that you know, if it's cheap, I wouldn't be necessarily against it, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't think there's any if it would be cheap. We're like 3 weeks into free agency. Like, it's probably not going to cost you very much.
And then Jordan War, I think is how you say his name. He's cool. I haven't seen a whole lot of him, but I have seen him play. He's cool. I haven't seen enough to feel one way or the other about him. But he seems like the Amani type of guy, though. You know what I'm saying? A low key guy that Monty might take a chance on.
The bat signal went up. Raider Todd heard us talking about his team. Let's get Raider Todd in here, 916-909-1320. What's up, bro?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Raider Todd?
Hey, so yeah, you guys are talking about the Death Star, and Oakland can never build something like that. And I want to talk about that real quick, but I want to ask you a question. When's Trista going to be on again?
Tuesday. She's on every Tuesday. And if you need some extra TK content, check out It Is What It Is. Today's episode of It Is What It Is on YouTube, and you'll see TK there with Cameron and Mace.
Killer.
I just Googled it. I'm on it. Thanks.
There you go. My man.
So let me tell you something about the Death Star. That thing is the best stadium in the NFL. And to your point, Oakland could never build anything like that. Now, the way I look at it from a business perspective with Mark Davis, right? Oh, they put up these investors 20 years too late. Oh, we're going to build a stadium. Oh, yeah, I think it was Ronnie Lott or some other guys a few years ago. But listen, you're way too late. And I look at Oakland as, you know, when you go into the liquor store and you look at the bottom shelves and you see those plastic, generic, cheap bottles, right? That's Oakland.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Don't do that to Oakland.
No, let's not.
Don't do that to Oakland.
I don't like this. Here's the thing, Raider Todd. We appreciate you as always.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you.
Here's the thing. The move has happened. We're not pitting Oakland against Las Vegas. We're not going to do that. I hate that Oakland has lost everything. Mm-hmm. Like, they've lost every sports franchise they have. They have things that they need help with. They have things that they need to correct, but we're not.
I love Oakland. Like I said, I worked in downtown Oakland. I lived in San Leandro. I used to catch the BART to work every day going through Oakland. I used to go to
A's. Was this the year
A's
you won your Warriors championship ring?
No.
Oh,
where was
it
I living
year
at then? Was I in L.A.? Yeah, I was in L.A. when that happened.
All over the place. Yeah.
No. I think I wasn't working in Oakland. I think it was because that's when he sent me the text. I think so.
That's when Joe Lacob sent the text?
No, it wasn't Joe Lacob. It was my guy.
Steph?
What was my guy's name?
Andre Iguodala.
It wasn't no...
Draymond. It was Draymond. Oh, it's been a work the whole time. They've been working together like the brothers of destruction. That's what it is.
None of those people. But man, I had such a good time living in Oakland. Like it was a really cool place. Or I lived in San Leandro, but I did a lot in Oakland. It was a great. It's a great city. It's on some tough times right now, though. Mm-hmm. You can't deny that. But I hope it kicks out of that and gets back to the Oakland that
kick out it too
that it can be. You know what I mean? Because it's a cool place. It's a really cool place.
Brings might have been Jeannie Buss who sent the text.
Well, I don't have anything, Lakers. What are you talking about? A day where I come in with all King stuff, people talking about Warriors and Lakers.
Okay, Lake Show.
Well, I mean, you're always talking about your time in the Bay Area, your time in Southern California. I don't remember you talking about your time in Sacramento.
I'm living here. I love it. My time in Sacramento is a bug.
It's hard to buy all the land that you have in, like,
What land?
Bay Area.
What land?
Versus
I live
like
in a regular
Sacramento
neighborhood. I don't really have that big of a backyard. It's big enough, but it's not like yours.
You don't have a backyard, basketball
court. You talk about not like us. Like yeah, you're talking about my backyard compared to yours.
You have a basketball
court. Yeah, you have an arena. You have a sports complex. Yes.
And center court. You have center. You have courtside seats. You've got the Jack Nicholson special. I have FaceTimed with your wife. You got a shooting gun.
Jesse, could he top all that?
While Damian Barling is able to build the Sac Republic Stadium in his backyard,
I see it.
It is not as developed as yours. All right, the Kenny Caraway Sports Complex.
I see opportunity. That's what I see is opportunity.
And a lake, as Alan Brown.
That's facts.
And a lake.
Craziest baby shower ever been to.
About it is,
I don't understand. Why didn't you just get married at the lake? That would have been gorgeous.
Because that is not my house.
Not that the place that you didn't get married
with. There's nothing about that place that is mine that I could do anything with.
Okay.
What's more expensive, the suit or the lake?
What suit?
For the baby shower.
That's a good question.
Some slacks on and a shirt.
You better stop.
Okay. Like we don't have pictures from that.
Yeah, it's just slacks and a shirt. It wasn't even a suit.
And Dan were like, oh, yeah, let's just dress cool for this baby shower. And you were out there like you were getting drafted by the Lakers.
I love that you picked the Lakers, though.
Bro, I tell you, man. I work with a bunch of children.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. I got too many damn pictures in my phone. I'm never going to be able to find the baby shower picture.
My time in Sacramento is higher on the list. I mean, it's number one, but it's definitely higher on the list than the Bay Area. I enjoy living here more than I enjoy living in the Bay. Bay was cool, though. It was cool. I had a lot of fun. Went to school out there. I had good times. You know, one thing that bothered me a little bit when I was living in the Bay is every day I'd wake up and it was overcast.
Yeah.
Eventually, like, the clouds would blow out of the way or whatever and the sun would shine.
Kyle, don't you live in like the one hot part of the Bay Area? Is it? Yeah, Kyle found the one area that's like hot.
I wake up every day and it's over.
Come on, man. Look, me and Jesse just hanging out.
No, that's just nothing but slacks and a shirt. What are we talking about?
See, I can't zoom in.
I don't even have a blazer.
If I zoomed in, it would be weird. But if boy got his ankles out and everything. Come on, look at this guy right here.
Achilles was showing.
That's the way it should be.
Not going to dispute that.
Jesse had his best flannel on. Like, come on, man.
It was a nice laid-back event. Ain't nobody have to dress up.
I have never seen. The last time I saw that much Louis Vuitton and Gucci in one place, I was at the mall.
Well, did anybody ask me to buy them anything Gucci?
I don't know. Did they?
No. Because they knew where to go.
Yeah, your mom.
They knew where to go.
To be clear, your mom didn't ask me for Gucci. She rolled her eyes at that. She's like, I got this. D-Lo. I love your mom. I better get your mom what she asked for soon enough or she'll never speak
Maybe
to me again.
Maybe she forgot about it.
She did not forget about it. I don't even remember the last place we were together.
Oh, it was the Juneteenth Festival.
Oh, no, then that's not what I'm thinking of. That's not what I'm thinking of. She was yelling at Kimberly in the Juneteenth Festival. Your mom came in hot.
She did.
And I'm not talking because it was 110 outside. I'm talking your mom came in hot. I'm just taking a stroll, walk past 40, all of the different little things out there. And then here comes Cheryl and Elk Grove. D-Lo, where are you guys at? Over there. And then for the next 10 minutes, she's upset about where the KSFM 10 is. And then she stopped being upset because she took a call to tell the person she was talking to how fired up she was for Tank. So we'll come back.
That checks out.
The Athletic dropped their power rankings. Where are the Sacramento Kings? And where are they in relation to the Golden State Warriors?
That's what we're always looking for.
Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Off-season power rankings, I guess, are dropping across publications, and that includes The Athletic. And your boy.
Oh, wait a minute.
Little Barista.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to suck.
They dropped their power rankings into contenders, brink of contention, and playoff teams.
You know what? You know what? I haven't seen this. This is a shoot.
Okay.
I'm going to have an open mind for the little barista. Okay. Hey, maybe this is going to be good. Let's go. Let's turn things. It's a new year. Let's turn this around, man, little barista. Say something good.
Well, let's start with the contenders because I thought this was interesting. There's the Boston Celtics and then four Western Conference teams. Oklahoma City at number two, Dallas at number three, Minnesota at number four, and then Denver at number five. On the brink of contention, he has the New York Knicks. The New Orleans Pelicans at number seven. Did they get better? I think they did, but the Pelicans still need an answer at center with the departure of Valanciunas. I love the addition of Murray. He didn't fix the Hawks' defensive issues, but he will absolutely bolster an elite defense in the NBA. I like the Thais addition, but I'm not sure New Orleans can utilize him as a full-time center. We have to see what happens with Brandon Ingram due to the team's perimeter logjam. That's the Pelicans at number seven. Philadelphia at number eight and Milwaukee at number nine round out the teams on the brink of contention. Tier number three.
Just wait. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This guy's got the Pelicans at seven.
That's correct. On the brink of contention.
They're on the brink of trash, let alone the brink of contention.
I don't disagree. But he's got them right below the New York Knicks. who perhaps inarguably had the best offseason of any team in the NBA.
These fools might not make the playoffs. What are we doing?
I don't know. You want the playoff teams?
Let's go. Let's just go.
Playoff teams leading the pack. Number 10, the Indiana Pacers. The Orlando Magic at number 11.
Fair enough.
The Phoenix Suns at number 12.
All right, man.
The 13th playoff team. The Golden State Warriors. Did they?
Don't do this, Ken. Don't do this, Ken. Don't hang up, Kenny.
Well, all right. So Kenny left. Well, Casey left as a shoot. Like Casey,
yeah, he's literally walking out
left.
The big doors.
The hot tag. Here comes Kyle.
Oh, do continue. This sounds wonderful.
The Golden State Warriors. Did they get better?
Mm-hmm.
I actually think they did. Losing Thompson is a gut punch due to nostalgia.
Facts.
And his place in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
His replacement, Buddy Hield, can really shoot the ball, though.
That's facts.
Anderson is a good defender and playmaker. Melton, when healthy, is a huge difference maker in the backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors feel a bit more balanced and reliable as long as Draymond Green stops getting suspended.
Oh, well, that's the one we can throw out. The Celtics of the West, some are calling them.
That's actually what Zach Harper wrote, Casey, is the Warriors are the Celtics of the West. Pods on the verge of being. Tatum, you okay? I don't know, bro. It's Friday. It's tough. We got a concert. We got concerts in the park tonight. P-Lo coming through in the third hour. Fourth hour. 3 o'clock hour. Last hour of the show, P-Lo will be here.
I don't know, man. Maybe I just care about basketball too much. Maybe that's the case.
We're just wrong. Maybe we're crazy.
It's my fault. Maybe that's it.
Can I read? I read it to Kyle. Can I read the first two sentences to you?
Sure. I'm listening. I'm here. I'm okay.
The little write up that comes with all of these teams is: did they get better? He says, I actually think they did because losing Klay Thompson is a gut punch due to nostalgia and his place in franchise history. His replacement, Buddy Hield, can really shoot the ball, though.
He can shoot. See, I'm going to take on a more positive approach. He can shoot, yeah.
That's right.
Good call, little barista. He can shoot. Mm-hmm.
Not a single mention of Chris Paul being gone from the team and what he did for that second unit, but that's okay. So the Golden
is their
State.
Their defense good? People love to talk about defense. Warriors defense good.
Well, the Warriors, as he says, will be a bit more balanced and reliable as long as Draymond Green stops getting suspended. So there are the Golden State Warriors at number 13. At number 14, the Sacramento Kings. Did they get better?
Oh, man. No, just listen. I want to hear it because I already know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I love what the Kings did and do not understand the negativity surrounding DeMar DeRozan sign and trade. Sacramento absolutely got better. But.
Mm-hmm. Ready to take a drink.
Its defense will remain as shaky as the prior two seasons.
Yeah, there you go. Took a drink. It was Pepsi.
I was going to say it's not a drinking game if it's. Carter was one of my favorite players in the draft. And he ends this write-up with the Kings will be in the mix for top six in the West. For those just tuning in, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Minnesota, and Denver, along with New Orleans,
oh my God.
Phoenix, and the Golden State Warriors are all ahead of Sacramento in the Western Conference. That's seven basketball teams in the Western Conference, but he ends with the Kings will be in the mix for top six in the West.
So you know what's kind of funny about this?
All of it?
Well, yes. Yes, all of it. But there's always a mention, like I said, every single time, there's a mention about the Kings defense.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they were middle of the pack last year. And right now, I'm sure you can look at defensive rating. Maybe that's a different ranking or whatever the case may be. I understand. I'm looking at points allowed per game. I'm just keeping it real simple. But they were middle of the pack. They were 17th at 114.8. You know who was 18th? The Golden State Warriors.
That would have been my guess.
Is there any mention of their defense ever?
No. There's not.
Boy, I tell you, these people. Boy. There's some circus clowns.
Number 15 in the rankings were the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's fair.
And that's the end of his playoff teams.
In all seriousness, it's not like I said, think the Kings should be five. There's two teams that they should be ahead of. I mean, you can make the argument for Phoenix and all this other stuff. I think they'll be better for Phoenix, but maybe you can make an argument.
You think they'll be better than Phoenix? Is that what you're saying?
I think the Kings will. Somebody doesn't have them ahead of Phoenix, that's fine. Like, that's, I can understand the argument. New Orleans and Golden State, having them there is pure incompetence.
I think the Mike Budenholzer acquisition for Phoenix is really interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Play-in teams include both LA franchises, mm-hmm. The Lakers, the Clippers, the Grizzlies. What did they write about the Grizzlies? Did they get better? It depends on what you believe Zach Edey can be at the NBA level. The Grizzlies are going to be better simply because Ja Morant will be back in action.
I agree with that.
We saw his impact in his 9 appearances last season before his season-ending shoulder injury. It's crazy he only played 9 games last year.
That is crazy.
Houston and Miami round out the play-in contention. Cooper flag positioning is the 6th tier. Utah, Chicago, Detroit, Portland, Charlotte, Brooklyn, and the Washington Wizards round out the bottom. Rung. There's another rung in between, but we just skipped San Antonio, Atlanta, and Toronto. So there you have it.
We have a little fun with it, but like I said, people are gonna rank how they rank. You know, if they rank the Kings top 5, it doesn't mean that
the Kings
are gonna win
top 5.
Yeah, yeah. So it's whatever. The two that are ridiculous to me is New Orleans and Golden State. And it's not. I'm not even saying the Golden State Warriors should be in the Cooper flag sweeps. I'm not
saying that.
Absolutely
not. Yeah.
But they got some nice role pieces better, but they just lost 17 points a game. And they're starting 2-guard. And I don't know how that elevates them to a place that they weren't last year. I just don't understand that.
I think what they won't write about is, I think they're banking on some of the, at least something similar to what Sacramento is banking on. They were last year. It's only year 3, like Keegan Murray, right? What's kind of weird is in the Warriors, since they're banking on more from Kuminga and Pods, they seem to be all in on Pods, and I'm all for it. I love that kid. Young man. I love watching him play.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they're banking on that working. I mean, because you don't have to guess with Steph.
Right.
Steph gonna be him. He gonna be Steph. But they just come up with these dumbass reasons to dance around that stuff.
And they still have the issues of not having a center.
And not acknowledging what Chris Paul did for them last year is wild to me.
Absolutely. Chris Paul is there. Or was there last year, and he's not there this year. That's going to be a little bit of a setback. I like DeAnthony Melton. Buddy Hield, we crack our jokes. He's a fine basketball player.
He's fine.
Like he's fine.
It's like we told It's like we told a friend, well, it was Bonte. We don't have to dance around who it was. We told Bonte, like, he could absolutely help you win a game. Mm-hmm. Games.
He's going to have moments.
Yeah, he's absolutely. You're going to feel it like, oh, man, this was a great pickup for us.
Yeah.
And then he'll dribble the ball off his foot the next game. Like, it's no, just, it like it, that's not, sac- like, he... He did it in Indiana, his first time back in Sacramento. Like he just, it's the Buddy Hield experience.
Yeah.
Like Buddy Hield, the player, is a full on experience. Yeah. And that's the experience. Buddy ball call game run, Buddy run. Still don't know to this day what that means, but it was Mark's first, but we'll take it. And
it was during COVID.
Hey, he just dribbled the ball off his foot.
That's why he said that.
Who knows?
Yeah, like he's whatever. I just don't. To me, that's not an upgrade from Klay Thompson. So I don't know how you get better. You're getting slow mo in there. That's not like they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything to make me think they should be ranked higher than anybody that was in the play-in or playoffs last year. Like, I wouldn't even put the Warriors ahead of the Lakers.
Mm.
Maybe I'd put them. They're on the same
tier
as the Clippers.
They wrote about the Lakers.
They're on the same tier as that right there.
Did they get better? No, they haven't. No offense to Connect and Bronny. The Lakers seem stuck in neutral with their roster construction. They're hoping J.J. Redick replacing Darvin Ham as coach will be a massive improvement. Maintaining last season's health would also be good. And the Lakers remain patient in thinking a significant trade will eventually materialize to boost things. For a team that needs a big man next to Anthony Davis, the Lakers seem to have failed in adding a necessary role player there. And banking on Davis and an almost 40-year-old LeBron staying healthy as they did last year is a huge, huge risk. That's the write-up for the Los Angeles
Lakers. I agree with most of what he said. I think Don Connect is potentially the rookie of the year. So I think that is an addition, but everything else like is an issue. Like I think the Lakers are possibly a play-in team again. Mm-hmm. And last year they were a play-in team, and like he said, Anthony Davis played a lot of the season. LeBron played a lot of the season. Banking on that again to happen and then be better? No, I don't know. I don't know if they got enough.
You know, we were talking about teams that, like, and I know I'm the dummy that's high on Indiana.
Not at all.
I'm still not there with Orlando.
I am. I think next year is going to prove that Orlando and Indiana are like on the same tier. They're on the next level of the Eastern Conference. It's Boston,
so like the
New
second
York.
Level. Got, yeah. Got you, got you.
I think I even put Philly ahead of those two teams. Mm. Now, that's where I am a one-man wolf pack in this studio, where I think Philly going to be all right.
Philly is a team that, like, if I was a Las Vegas sports book, I wouldn't put odds on them.
Mm.
Like, it's just like, I don't know what to
Maybe
do with
they're
this
alone.
Basketball team
that's
here.
I think it's Boston, New York, Philly's alone, and then it's Indiana, Orlando, Cleveland. That's kind of the way I look.
Wow, you really got the Bucks out of there like that.
Oh, I forgot about the Bucks. No, I definitely forgot about the Bucks. To be honest with you, I put the Bucks up there.
Philly
Boston,
and Milwaukee.
New York, Philly and Milwaukee.
Got you.
Indiana, Cleveland,
Orlando.
And Orlando.
I think Indiana might be in that second group.
Hmm.
Here's what they wrote about Philadelphia. Here's what the barista wrote about Philadelphia. Did they get better? They absolutely got better. This is Philadelphia 76ers. Depending on how you feel about Tyrese Maxey's continued ascension, George is either Philly's second or third star. Drummond could be massive for helping keep Joel Embiid healthy and maximize for a deep playoff run. Adding Martin was huge, but Embiid and the Sixers still have plenty of questions to answer upon reaching the postseason until they find their way into at least the conference finals.
That is actually a good point by Lil Barista. I like the Drummond pickup for them.
Yeah, I like Andre Drummond.
Drummond's, I think he's a little underrated as a basketball player. Like, for him to be bouncing around and stuff the way he does.
When you look at the players they swapped out for who they brought in, It does look like an upgrade.
It's a good look.
Yeah,
it I does mean, look like an Caleb upgrade. Martin is an upgrade.
Kelly Oubre. Well, I mean, Kelly, and then obviously.
Yeah, Kelly was there last year, and he did well with them last year.
Paul George. Yeah, he stayed with them. I'm sorry, I phrased that badly.
Paul George. Drummond. I don't really know who Drummond's kind of replacing. But like you said, maybe Embiid doesn't have to play as many minutes with a guy, and there's not like the steep fall off. Wasn't the
Andre Drummond might be replacing Mo Bamba.
Yeah, Mo Bamba. Wasn't it like Paul Smith or something like that?
Paul Reed. Didn't Reed kill Sacramento? I think Paul Reed annihilated Sacramento, if I remember correctly.
Probably so. Yeah, but they got better. They were the sixth seed last year. Yeah, they didn't play in the play-in. They were the sixth seed, so they could go from 6-3. And Joel got hurt for a lot of the season last year.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think that's right. I think it's Milwaukee and Philly on a different, on a lower tier than Boston.
So he didn't try to break this down. There was no like formula to like it's got to be five teams each because he has four teams on the brink of contention. And then six teams as playoff teams. I'm a little surprised New York isn't considered a contender.
I'm
a little surprised. I think if you're willing to put Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Minnesota and Denver, who, man, we talk about Cam, Mace, and Trista, and it is what it is. Like part of the conversation was Denver and Russell Westbrook, and it's weird. No one thinks Denver's bad, but it doesn't feel like anyone thinks Denver can win another championship. Like TK, and I think you've said this too. TK went as far as to say, "Yeah, their championship days are over. They won, and you reap the glory of that." I just don't see this team winning another one, and they didn't really go out there. I love Russ, but I don't. That's not a move where I'm like, "Ooh, they're gonna win a championship." I'm gonna root for my man to win, but I don't think Denver's winning a title.
To me, a lot of the times in the NBA, the true window to win a championship is like 2 to 3 years. Like you could be ascending up. Like Denver was ascending up, and they were a really good team. They get to the conference finals or whatever, but nobody.
They were a good team for like 4 years.
Yeah, they were really good, and. But it wasn't like they were a championship contender. Then the year they won the championship, they was cooking. Win the championship, you get that championship rub, and it's like, all right, we champions. We come back the next year. It's like those are the 2 years. Those are like really the 2 years that you should be winning a championship. And that's usually how it is. The Warriors defied that, you know, a lot. We'll see what Boston does or whatever. I'm just a believer. Like it's like real, like 2 to 3 years, and if whether it's contracts, whether it's age, whatever the case may be, to truly be a championship team, it's over after like 2 years. Like I think it's like you just said. I think it's over championship wise for Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Denver. That doesn't mean they can't win a round in the playoffs. Win two rounds in the playoffs. But there's always
talking about winning a championship.
Yeah, even in their own conference, there's always going to be a better team. I think
the tough part when you win a title, that's it. Like your expectation now has changed. Mm-hmm. Like we had, you know, what's a successful season for the Sacramento Kings this year? And we could talk about making the playoffs. We could talk about going to the conference finals. Once you win, until that group of players is gone, your expectation is to win a championship. Mm-hmm. And I'd go like it might not be group of players, like the Warriors not winning a title, like they're falling short, like because it's still Steph and it's still Steph in a Warriors uniform. Once you do that, like every time you don't win a championship, even if you go to the conference finals 4 years in a row, it's a failure, and that's tough. Mm-hmm. The weight of that, I think, is extremely difficult, which is why I just don't. I know people hate LeBron James, but turning your nose up at going to the finals 10 times in a row is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is. I don't think we'll ever see it again.
Yeah, I don't think we will either.
It's feels like once in a lifetime experience to see something like that, because it's just.
It depends on how old you were, because if you're old enough, you saw it once before. But
what did Magic do at 8, 9?
Well,
times?
No, Boston.
Oh well, yeah.
But I mean, again, yeah. you got to be of a certain age to have seen that. But yeah, even Magic. I mean,
Magic missed it in between. That's right, because Houston got him.
Houston, yep. But he went to eight in the 80s, right?
Yeah, it's like 8 of 9 finals. That's crazy too.
And then he went to the one more in 91.
Mm-hmm. And they always said he should have went in. Oh no, I flipped that. Portland should have gone to 3 in a row. They always said Portland should have gone in 91.
Like I've learned, I absolutely didn't know then. I wanted Magic and Michael. I knew that.
Right.
I think they even say on airtime, this was the finals we wanted for the last couple of years. I don't know what, but I don't even remember the story of Portland in 91.
I think they,
but I know I've like researched it a couple of times. Yeah. Like why? I remember as I got older, why did he say that?
Well, I mean, I
they went the year before,
right? I don't remember the specifics because I was just wasn't following the league like that. Yeah,
10 or you weren't? Eight. I was. Yeah.
But they went to the final. They won the Western Conference the year before.
Mm-hmm.
They won the year after 91.
Mm-hmm.
They probably were the best team in the Western Conference that 91 season. Yeah. So, LeBron doing that is.
But it was destiny. We needed Magic versus Michael. We needed that SI cover.
You better eat your Wheaties. I don't even remember that commercial. Do you remember it?
I don't remember that specific one.
Yeah, because they show it looks down the hallways. You better eat your Wheaties.
Who's he talking to?
Magic. I never seen that commercial. I only seen it on airtime.
Well, what was the commercial for?
Because
I don't think it was Wheaties.
It might have been Wheaties. I don't know if it was a real Magic.
Oh, it was a fake.
I don't know.
It was a working Magic. Oh man,
it's like the Undertaker.
It's like the fake Undertaker. Oh no.
But
I gotta look.
I don't know because I've never seen that commercial. I've just seen that on airtime, and I always see it and I'm like, I don't remember seeing that.
Wheaties commercial. Let's try Wheaties commercial 91.
You better eat your Wheaties.
Is that a fake Magic at the end of the hallway? Oh, no, that's James. No, it's not a fake. It's James Worthy.
James Worthy?
Oh, they throwing shade. Y'all got to see. Yo, we're going to play this commercial when we come back. You got to see this. I don't remember this commercial at all.
I've never seen the gold commercial.
Y'all got to see it. Mike, we should have known.
Oh.
We should have known. They was throwing shade back in 91.
That's crazy. I'm looking at it right. Oh, snap.
We'll run this commercial for you. This is the wild sentence I've ever uttered. We'll run this Wheaties commercial from 1991 for you when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We got cut. No, your nails look great. No, it's a live radio show. Like, see. Your nails look fantastic. It's very good.
What are we talking about?
Well, you got.
Yeah, that's orange.
You
red,
coming
huh?
to concerts in the park tonight?
I am.
That's why you got your KSFM. Is Karoff coming?
No.
Oh, I thought everyone was wearing KSFM shirts.
No.
That was like entry.
Complex will be there.
I would hope so. That's his.
Aaron will be there, okay. Huh?
Tribal Chief. Very good.
He's got his on.
He does.
That's orange red, huh? Not red orange.
It's orange.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is a little different, but
thank you.
Just remember that one.
It's great to see you. The Chatty House loves you.
What is this color combo doing?
I'm sorry. You thought
talking about what?
He's wearing purple. What's the
purple with orange shorts?
These are red. Are you colorblind?
Are they burnt red?
Okay. There's a lot. I'm sorry.
Burnt red.
All right. I am I'm very excited for this moment. We're going to play a Wheaties commercial from 1991. There's so many. I can't lie. When we first saw it, we thought this was a fake Magic Johnson. It's actually James Worthy. Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. This
people
is good.
People who want that competitive edge also want the nutrition of 100% whole grain. But if made with 100% whole
grain. Used to have that box.
So only Wheaties gives you whole grain nutrition. Better get your whole grain.
You better eat your Wheaties.
Oh! Bro, I'm sitting there like, yo, if I'm James Worthy, I'm not doing that commercial.
Hell nah.
What?
Hell no.
What?
Nah.
Yeah, they lost. They lost before it even started.
but they. I mean, James probably got paid. James only appears on camera for like 2 seconds.
To get dissed.
Let's count. This is a 30-second ad. There's James Worthy, who you can't tell is James Worthy yet. You see the bag. 1 second. Two. Okay. 1 second. 2 seconds.
100% whole grain.
All right.
But if these,
man, I'm just, man, that's dude, that's too. Crazy. The slamming of the locker room is crazy.
Yeah, cornflakes is crazy.
So,
what did they tell James before? Like, hey, James, we need you to be scared as hell as Michael when you walk in.
Yeah, and tried to hide the weeds.
James Worthy appeared on camera for less than 2 seconds in that ad.
Just buried, completely
that
buried.
That is crazy. Because I guarantee you, for those that are watching, that person right there, that's not James Worthy. That is a stand-in right there. This person's arm, that's a stand-in.
Are they ever in the same frame?
Ooh, good question. They are not. Here's James. I don't even know if that's James Worthy.
We don't know if that's James. James is literally, that's
there's
him
James Worthy.
Just walking. That's him. We don't know if Mike is there. We don't know.
Yep, they never appear in the same
face to face. Their faces.
Yeah, they never appear at the same time.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. There ain't
what
no way I would've
a commercial.
That.
You think Draymond Green would do that for LeBron in a commercial?
Yes.
Well, he might.
Oh, yeah, absolutely would.
Hi, Kyle.
Do you know what I think happened with this?
Please tell me.
They went, "Hey, James, do you want to be in a Wheaties commercial with Michael Jordan?" And he went, "Yeah, I would love to." Mm. And they went, "Great. You're just going to walk in like this. You're going to look at him menacingly."
Oh, and they
and that's
pieced
all we
it
need.
Together.
And
oh,
that's all we need.
That's cold. And you're probably right.
And
you're
then
probably
he went,
right.
"Oh, hey, my Wheaties commercial with Michael's on. Hey, everybody, sit around and watch." And his kids had to watch him.
I had to watch him get home. I'm Googling.
I'm doing the same thing. See James if he had any Worthy comments on it.
James Worthy Wheaties commercial. If James Worthy ever does an Ask Me Anything, please
I might
alert
have his
number. Us. Bro, tell him we don't even need an interview. We just want to know what he... No, ask him if he'll come on and talk about the Wheaties commercial.
Okay, hang on.
Kyle is the new Danny. He's got everybody's number.
I'm asking Danny for it.
Can you imagine James Worthy at his home in Hollywood looking down at his phone? "Hey, Kyle Mattson from ESPN 1320 in Sac. Could you come on to our show and talk about your Wheaties commercial with Michael Jordan in 1991?
That's literally what I'd say. I'd go, "Hey, this is Kyle from ESPN 1320 in Sacramento. Thanks so much for your time, man. We're discussing your Wheaties commercial from 1991 with Michael Jordan, and we'd love to talk with you about it."
Meanwhile, he's got 47 other text messages asking about Bronny James. The good news is that text would get his attention.
I'd start with a text for sure. Maybe if I start the text with, "Hey, this isn't about Bronny James."
That could work too. The word too.
That boy said,
"Let's go." All
Mike right. looked him up and down, said, "You better eat your Wheaties."
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Hey, Mike was cold.
That is absolutely nuts.
Ever done that? LeBron ever done anything? Did LeBron do that to KD? No. LeBron.
No, because they too smart.
LeBron was out here. Look at him. Oh, what you got?
"You better eat your Wheaties."
Mike is cold. Look at
that. That's crazy.
"So what you got in the bag? What you got in the bag? You better eat your Wheaties."
I'm crafting a text message to James Worthy right now.
He gave James. You the number?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Danny's quick on the response.
This is actually not Danny. It was
Matt.
Matt. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Tell Matt we said what's up. Tell Matt, Matt Casey said go blue.
Bet. Okay, I'll do that.
Tell him Damien said go blue too.
I'm going to finish texting James Worthy first, though.
Yeah, text James Worthy first and see if we can get
Hey, James go
Worthy.
Blue.
There goes Kim recorded saying DJ Complex. That's crazy. The fact that...
Has there ever been another commercial where an NBA player just openly dissed another NBA player?
I can't think
along
of
with like four cereals? I don't even remember that being a thing back then. Because I remember they used to they used to, like, if Pepsi was going to diss Coke, it would just be a red can with white writing on it, right. But it wouldn't be a Coca-Cola can. Right. They just closed the door on cornflakes.
That's crazy. Now.
1991?
1991. Now, were the, were, I don't know why, it can't be, but I'm about to ask, were they all General Mills, or that, I don't even know if that was the but were they on the same family? I don't know why.
Why would you diss the family? Like, we're not going to diss 98
Kellogg's,
Rock.
Kellogg's and
so there's Kellogg's. Kellogg's.
So no, Kellogg's is different.
Yeah, and that's General Mills.
They didn't care, bro. They didn't care. They didn't care.
We should have known about Mike, man. We should have known how cold Mike was. That's Post.
Oh,
what cereal is that?
They took everybody out. Well,
what cereal is that?
Let's be adults here. It's Grape Nuts.
Kind of redundant.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
You allowed him to say it earlier.
What'd I say?
Yeah, what'd he say?
Yeah, what'd I say? Yeah,
what'd he say, pal?
They, so Kellogg's is in here twice and then Post. Because Kellogg's is cornflakes and...
They did not care.
Special K.
And then when you got That's Mike crazy. On your side, why would you care? What you gonna do? We got Mike. We'll put another commercial out.
Literally looked at an NBA Hall of Famer like he was trash.
All right, it's sent.
Oh my God.
Or his likeness.
Yeah. I if we don't get an interview for the rest of 2024, I think I need this one. I need this.
One of the scariest things about reaching out to guests, it's easier through text, but when you call a guest specifically, is like them having a negative reaction. And
of course.
Sometimes they'll be like, don't call me. Like, lose my... Yeah, you got it. Sorry. Sometimes they'll be mean about it, though.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be rude.
Yeah, that's uncalled for.
Did you ever...
There's no need for that.
Right. Did
Danny ever tell you the Robert Horry story? When he tried to book Robert Horry for us without telling us on the anniversary of the shot?
I don't think he did.
Why would you do that?
First of all, that wasn't Danny's craziest idea.
Yeah.
That wasn't Danny's craziest idea.
Maybe we'll tell you that on the 1,000th episode.
Have we never told that story before? I feel like we did, too.
I feel like he said it one time.
I feel like
we've only ever hinted at it. Seriously, because that's the only time like I was like, I regret not speaking up. Like, that was a bad idea.
Okay. So we'll tell it on the 1,000th episode.
Yeah.
We'll tell the story on the 1,000th episode then.
That was literally one of them things where we slept on it, and I was like, I don't think we should.
I didn't even sleep. I just like paced around the bedroom. Like,
I woke up the next day. I don't know how we came to the conclusion. I think we both like.
I think all of us except Danny.
Danny
was like, oh, I don't care. Whatever you guys want. All right, jackass. Jesus Christ. So we'll tell you that story on the 1,000th episode. But Danny calls Robert Horry, and Robert picks up the phone. Who is this? And Danny goes, hey, it's Danny Feisinger, Odyssey, San Francisco, whatever. How'd you get my number, Danny? I don't like people calling me Danny. And Danny goes, well, that's my job. It's my job to have your number and reach out to you. And you know, I got a show in Sacramento that'd love to talk to you. Again, didn't run it by us, but and he goes, well, Danny, I'm going on TV, so it's gonna have to be next year for the anniversary. He goes, okay, I appreciate you. We'll keep in touch. He said, no problem. And they hang up.
So he came on next year.
No, we never reached out. I think Danny left us by that point.
Yeah, he's gone.
I'll reach out next year.
I knew when we had our weekly meetings and Danny FaceTimed me. I was like, "What is, what is this for?" And Danny's like, "Yeah, I'm leaving.
Gone. Mm. You just got here.
Are you going?"
Danny
left us.
I reached out to before the 2019 Super Bowl, Dante Hall from the Chiefs, former
the human
kicker
joystick.
Turn. Yeah. And so I reach out to him, and I go, hey, Dante, you know, did my thing. Same thing. How'd you get this number? So I use that line. You know, my job to have numbers, you know, sorry for bugging you. like, have a go. And he's like, oh, don't be so sensitive. I'm just messing around. Like, what are you like, come on, man.
Good guy. It's like a sales pitch. Like, it's hard to, like, you know, no one wants to get rejected.
Right.
And no one wants to get yelled at.
Right. That's the thing. Like, if somebody's just like, nah, I'm not going to do it. All right, cool.
But you never know if you're going
to ask. You ain't got to be rude about it.
The first time I ever called, because I had only texted people. Mm. And that's Matt and Danny's big thing. It's like, you got to call people. Because mm-hmm. you can ignore a text way easier than a phone call. Mm. So that was always a big thing. The first person I ever called was a person in media, and they were not excited about my phone call at all.
Dan Patrick?
No. Just gave me not, I don't want to say the runaround. It wasn't like this long rant, but they were like, this is not how you book an interview. Do not call me. Da 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 da. Yeah.
That's tough.
That's a tough go.
See, that's the other
text
thing.
Text me, dog.
All right, jackass. How do you book an interview then, jackass?
Go to hell.
Somebody made it.
Text me, dog.
Text me. Elevator.
Oh, wait. I think I know who it was. Okay, I'm going to ask a question. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. Was it a woman?
Yes.
Okay, I know who it was.
Elevator music.
Yeah, they had some.
Hang on. Wait a second. I got to switch stations to run the elevator music. Hang on.
In fact, you know what? Just turn on KSFM right now.
I have to switch stations.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.